Well, good evening, callers, and thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I really, really, really enjoy being on air with my listening audience, and I'm looking forward to going for the ride with you all. But before I go ahead and go into the topic for this evening, I just want everybody to just sit back and just be relaxed and breathe in, breathe out, and woosah. I have a different style and genre to what I come with as a doctor of counseling psychology and just being a psychologist. I like to give out information. I like to give out advice. I like to talk about situations, everyday situations that do occur. And I just like to be in tune and in touch with everyone who is out there listening. And so without going into more extensive conversation in reference to what I'm going to be talking to, I'll get to that in just a few minutes. But first of all, what I like to do is I got to give thanks to one person. If I don't give thanks to this person, this, what I'm doing right now, it just cannot be, it would not happen. And so the one person I like to acknowledge and give thanks to is to my Heavenly Father. And for those of you who are connected with me, Heavenly Father is the person, is that man above, gives me breath, gives me guidance, gives me direction, gives me the ability to be able to do what I do, and that's come on air and talk with you all. So I'd like to give my Heavenly Father a big thank you for the wisdom and knowledge he blesses me with to be able to be in tune with people. If you are looking to just reach out and touch me, feel free to just call in. And if there's anything you want to say, if you want to jump in, please, feel free. Feel free. I am here for you. I am here to give you a balance. I'm here to give you that insight, that wisdom, that knowledge, help give you guidance, help give you direction. I like to be challenged, and so in case you did not know, I'm a strong individually, mentally, psychologically, and emotionally. So I just want you to be able to call in. Feel free to call in. There is sometimes no right, no wrong. It's just allowing you to just express yourself and me to just get in tune with you. And that's what I do best. It's just getting in tune with my listening audience. And so before I go on to the topic, if you need to reach out and touch me anytime that I am talking, please, I want you to be able to, you can contact me. The number to call in is 1-888-429-5471. I will repeat it. It is 1-888-429-5471. Once again, that number is 1-888-429-5471. So hopefully you get that. This is BBS Radio. You already know that. So you can always, if you're logged in already, you can just click and you can see the phone number that's on the screen. So if you want to contact me personally, I'm under www.chatwithdrblack.com. That is www.chatwithdrblack.com. You can leave me a message. There is a phone number to contact me. It is my business line, and that number is the 909-278 number, and then it goes on with the rest of the numbers. So I'm just trying to give you different ways to just reach out and touch me. So by all means, reach out and touch me. I also have a Facebook page in case you'd like to know. My Facebook page is under Chat With Me Therapeutic Counseling Services. That is Chat With Me Therapeutic Counseling Service. And it's just all written together. And so please reach out and touch me. You can get a better idea of who I am and what I'm doing. And we need to learn to just connect with one another. I'm looking forward to connecting with my listening audience. That's the best way to be able to create that bond, and that's what I like to do. I like to bond with whoever is listening to me. If you're interested in and being a sponsor for me. I'm always looking for sponsorship. I have a biweekly show, so I'm on air every other week. And as long as I do not have any interferences, you'll hear me live. If there are, then you will hear a pre-recorded show. But other than that, I'm on air every other week. And so please, if you are looking to sponsor me, it is a tax deductible. It is less than $100. Matter of fact, it is less than $60 for the week. And so if you're looking at sponsoring me for the month, it's about $120. So please reach out and touch me. So without further ado, and I know you're probably saying, oh, what is the topic for the week? So without further ado, the topic for this evening is In the Blink of an Eye. In the blink of an eye. You know, if you really think about it, if you blink your eyes, it only takes a second for you to blink your eye. Both eyes. Even if you blink one eye, it's just 1 second. But sometimes we don't need to blink one eye. And sometimes it doesn't take two eyes to blink before something in our lives actually change. Before something in our lives actually change. And so, I'm sorry for the cough. And so, I really want to talk about In the Blink of an Eye. This is just so powerful to me. I've had my own experiences in the blink of an eye, believe it or not. And so, one experience that really hits home to me is losing my mom about 11 years ago. So October is always a rough month for me because I always think of, ooh, that blink of an eye. That blink of an eye really caught me off guard. And so it just really was something that I, as a counselor, as a psychologist, just really had to work through. Because that blink of an eye took me for a full circle. You know, sometimes a blink of an eye can take you half circle, a fourth of a circle, three-fourths of a circle, but this took me for just one full circle. Honestly, it did. So, and then I want to connect with some other situations where other people have experienced in a blink of an eye. And so in October 3rd, 2003, I leave to go to work, and at the time I was living with my mom waiting for my condo to be built. And so I had knew she was sick. She said, oh, I'm, you know, she had told me she was sick. She had a flu, and I said, well, maybe you should go to the doctor. She said, no, I'll be okay. If you just make me some vegetables and some soup, I'll be just fine. I said, are you sure? My mom said, yes, I'm sure. Just make me some chicken noodle soup, and I had her some Gatorade and some Pedialyte, you know, extra electrolytes to just kick up her immune system. And I had prepared some soup for her in the morning, you know. And I said, I will see you when I get home. And as a counselor, when I go to work, I wear so many hats that it's just not even funny. So I told her, oh, I'm going to cover the football game as an administrator this evening. So, and I'm going to oversee the cheerleaders, is what I told my mom. So I'm going to oversee the cheerleaders to fill in for someone. So I'll see you when I get home. And she said, okay. And I said, I love you. She said, I love you too. And off I went to work, and she had my two daughters. She got them up, and they were ready for school. She made them breakfast, and just as normal, life had carried on. And I get, you know, back in the day, 11 years ago, there was text, there was pagers, you know. And some of you all don't know about pagers, but, there, you know, I get a page throughout the day. It's about maybe 1:30. And I'm out at lunch with my principal and the counseling staff, and I get a phone, I get a page, and I said, oh, my. So I get my little cell phone out at the time, and I make the call to my sister, and she tells me, oh, my God, Mommy just texted me, you know, my mother had this code, 02. Her code was 02, so she put in 02911, you know, which I found to be so, so funny. And my sister called her back, and she told my sister she was sick, and she hung the phone up. And my sister worked in Los Angeles at the time, and I worked in Pasadena. So I had my car. My sister went in. She commuted. She went in on the bus. So long story short, I dispatched all the police or emergency personnel to her house, and I was in communication with the police officer, and he said, "Oh, it appears as if your mom had a heart attack." And I said, "Oh my." So I get back to the campus, and I was so cool and calm, people didn't believe me, but I said, "I have to go because my mom just went in cardiac arrest." So I get myself together, and I said, "You have to find someone to cover for me." So it's Friday, believe it or not. And I said, "Well, blow me down. The blood of Jesus, look at the traffic on the freeway." So if anybody knows, in the Los Angeles area, Friday afternoons is the worst time to commute. So I had to battle the traffic is what I thought to myself. I said, "How am I going to get through this traffic to get all the way to Upland, California?" So I get on the freeway, do the best I can, and the police officer's calling me. He's keeping me in touch, and he's telling me what's going on. And I said, "Wow." So I said, "If you could just keep her, tell the paramedics to please keep her breathing till I get there. Please, whatever you do, let her know I am on my way." So he calls me back and he says, "Well, she's breathing. We got her up. She's breathing." I said, "Well, thank God." So as I push across the freeway, I'm blinking so many times myself. But little do you know, I get maybe 3/4 of the way there, and in a blink of an eye, she decides to not continue to breathe and to pass on. So the devastation, the police officer did not call me back, but I just knew with going into the hospital, when they put you in a room, that's not good news. I said, "Oh, this is the counseling room." So my family's there, and I said, "Oh, this is the counseling room. Oh, my." So they said, "Well, the doctor will come in to see you." And my sister's, my oldest sister is asking, "What's going on?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on." I said, "Mommy did not make it. She passed on." And she said, "No, you don't know that." I said, "Well, the doctor will come in and tell you that." So my mother had this bag of all these business cards of her children in her hand when they came to get her. And they said, "Now, there's somebody on here named Lucia Black." I said, "That's me." And he said, "Well, your mom did not make it." And I said, "Oh, I know." He said, "You're the counselor." And I said, "Yes, I am." And, I had to be, reality didn't hit me right away. And so I get to go back there and see her. And she looks so peaceful and so golden. And she had a smile like she was so ready. And I said, "Wow, look at this glow. She's just glowing." And it put me at peace. But just within a blink of an eye, that blink was, "I saw you this morning, and I said, I love you, and I'll see you this evening, but I didn't know I would be seeing you in the hospital in a deceased mode with the doctor telling me that you didn't make it." I said, "Wow, reality in the blink of an eye." In the blink of an eye, I lost my mom. Unbelievable is what I thought to myself. So with the trauma, it not only affected me, but it affected the other four of my siblings. Unbelievable. It affected the whole entire family. People were saying, "Are you sure?" I was just on the phone with her. "Are you positive?" I just spoke to her. And when I had to call the forest line and the insurance company, the people said, "Are you sure? We received a payment from her." She had a pre-need. They said, "We just received the payment, and the payment is stating that she mailed it yesterday or Friday on the day she passed away." I said, "I know. Unbelievable, isn't it?" I said, like, in a blink of an eye, here today, or here one in the morning, and gone by the evening. I said, wow, just that blink is just that quick, in a blink of an eye. In a blink of an eye, we all, not only myself, but everybody experiences some type of situation. May not be tragically, not everything is made out of a tragedy, but it's always the tragedies that stick with us, that gives us that remembrance of the blink of an eye. Because the blink of an eye is just so detrimental to us emotionally. If you have had a blink of an eye experience and you like to jump in, please feel free to call 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471 and share your blink of an eye experience. There has to be someone out there who has experience in a blink of an eye situation. I was just researching because I always like to research my topics, and I came across a situation where Kanye West was saying in a blink of an eye he had a car accident and how detrimental it was for him. But what was his saving grace was he had on a seatbelt. So it saved him. However, the doctor told him he would have to have a plate in his chin because his jaw slid out of place. And so I understand that experience because in a blink of an eye, I've been rear-ended 6 times. For real. You say, wow, somebody has been rear-ended 6 times. Well, you must be a bad driver. No, I'm just stopped, and I don't think people pay attention. So I've been rear-ended in 2009, 2010, and then 2012. I think we get so distracted by cell phones and music that we just don't pay attention. In a blink of an eye, bing, you're hit. So, in a blink of an eye, when I got hit in 2010, I thought there was a car behind me. I honestly did. I said, wow. When I looked in the rearview mirror, there was a truck behind me. But when the accident, when I felt the hit, the rear end, I said, oh, my God, where did this car come from? And the girl told me, oh, the guy moved over to the left. And I did not see you until the last minute. And I said, wow. So I was off work for 2 months because she forgot to stop. Only my saving grace was she admitted to the police officer she was going 45 miles per hour when she hit me and there was an impact. So, but that was in a blink of an eye experience. And I tell you, when the blink of an eye experiences come, oh, my goodness, it becomes so overwhelming for us that we cannot sometimes absorb that blink of an eye impact that it actually occurs. Remember, the number to call in is 1-888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And just come online and chat with Dr. Black. I am always open to listening to other people, especially different experiences. One thing I would like to talk about is there are so many people who have experienced tragedy and triumph through in a blink of an eye. And when I was going through and just reading different situations about what actually happens to people, it's just interesting how you share common situations that have occurred to them. I came across a story where this young lady was saying that she was 16 at the time. She went to a senior party with her and her best friends, and everything was going fantastic until they brought all these beers out. And her best friends who were with her, they became really, really drunk that night. And then she said to herself, I don't want to get in the car with them. And she really did not want them to drive home either. And because she didn't have her full license, she didn't feel comfortable to drive them. So she asked them, don't drive, just wait. I'll call my parents to come pick them up. To come pick them up. So that's what she did. So she calls her parents. She said, hey, can you come and, pick me up so that I don't have to get in the car with my friends? Because she said, my best friends are drunk. So her parents said, okay, we'll come get you. The typical parents. Okay, we'll come get you. But her friends go ahead and leave. But she's looking around like, where are my friends? Where are my best friends? Nobody told me they were leaving. And so she started asking people at the party, hey, where are my best friends? When they told her, oh, they went home. And she was like, oh, shoot. They went home driving and they're drunk. So now she's worried about her friends. And then she tells herself, you know what? I'll worry about them, but I called my mom and dad so long ago, I wonder where are they? So she waits and she waits and she waits, and there's no parents to come there and pick her up. After a while, she says, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and walk home. So she decides to go ahead and walk home. As she's walking down the street, guess what? She sees flashing police lights and ambulance, and she sees all the medical personnel going on. So she went over to see, hey, what's going on here? And that's when her life changed right before her, in a blink of an eye, as she's walking over. And she noticed that my best friends were in a car accident. And then she said, well, who are they in the car accident with? Then she noticed the other car. And the other car that crashed, it was upside down. And guess whose car it was? Not her best friend's car. It was her parents' car. Mm-hmm. The car her mom and dad was in. And her 9-year-old brother. So her best friends had a car accident and crashed into her mom and dad and her 9-year-old brother. And she lost her mom, her dad, and her 9-year-old brother. All three of them were killed. Left her motherless, fatherless, and brotherless. What a tragedy. And she was so angry with her friends because in the blink of an eye, her friends took her parents and brother away from her. Boy, that is really an emotional roller coaster. She's just able to write about it at 22. 6 years later, after the event happened, But what she did do, she still experiences that pain and that emptiness that's inside of her. So she no longer were friends with the people, with her friends. You know, she changed her number. She had to start a healing process. And that's what the blink of an eye does. That's what it does. That's the same thing I had to do when my mom passed away suddenly. You know, the misfortune is that my dad passed away when I was 12, right before my 13th birthday. And I was able to rebound off of that. But when my mom passed away, that really took me for a loop. So it must just be that mother bond, losing your mother. So I had to go to so many doctors because I thought I had stomach issues. And the doctor told me, whatever you're holding on to, you got to let go. I ended up telling the doctor, oh, it was the loss of my mom. But I had to learn to let go. And just like this young lady, she has to learn to let go. Because in a blink of an eye, it really takes you for a full loop. And so we do have challenges as we go through in a blink of an eye. And so many times people have lost so much just from being in the blink of an eye. And so with that being stated is, we have to learn to just handle the trauma, the situation through the blink of an eye. And it's like, wow. I was looking through and another person was saying, you know, it took them 13 days to lose everything in a blink of an eye. And this person was saying, you know, I was looking forward to starting college after a four-year delay. Wow, can you imagine that? You want to go to college? It's on your mind. And you say, wow, my life is finally happy. I'm going to college. And this writer says, I was optimistic about life and couldn't wait to see what tomorrow held. Today, my girlfriend of 5 years is staying with another guy. Wow. Can you believe that? My girlfriend of 5 years is staying with another guy will blow me down. That just takes the wind out of a person. And the writer says, so today I haven't eaten in 48 hours. That's 3 days. And he goes on to say, I almost lost it doing laundry just because of the memories. And he says, I feel like crap for having the feelings I do. But I just can't shake them. And his nerves are so bad that he said he smoked 2 packs of cigarettes in 12 hours. That's a whole lot of cigarettes. I said, Lord, you're probably going to die from cancer. That's a whole lot of cigarette intake. Tomorrow, he doesn't know what tomorrow will bring for him. And he goes on and says, I hope I can get out of bed. And he said, in 13 days, his life has changed.
within a blink of an eye. Just in a blink of an eye. And so you have to ask yourself, how many blink of an eye experiences have I went through? Some people experience a lot. And some people experience them and they just can't get through them. Whether if it's a gambling addiction, a drug addiction, a relationship, and some people just have been dealt just a bad hand, but just in a blink of an eye, everything is just taken away from them. This is a story I can really, really relate to. And, you know, this lady says, in a blink of an eye, I lost everything. And she was saying, I lost pretty much everything, material. She said, but who gives a crap about stuff? And you really do get to that point in your life when that blink of an eye situation comes upon you. Because all you want to do is be able to survive. Hello? And she said, that's with just one suitcase for me and my two kids. Along with the dog, and then I left. I did that too. I did that 15 years ago. I didn't even want a suitcase. I left with just a little U-Haul truck. I left my ex-husband. In a blink of an eye, I was gone with my two daughters. And this lady said she was scared for her life. She was scared for her kids and her future. And she said, but if I wasn't scared, I would have went back for the kids' toys, her makeup, and the rest of her other stuff. But she said, guess what? That stuff never mattered. But she goes on to say, I lost my son. I lost him because my ex is wanting to hurt me still. And she's saying that he wants my daughter to hurt. He wants the son to hurt. And she can't understand any of it. But she trusts and believes in one person, that's God. And that's what gives her the strength that she needs to just move on and carry on. And she always relates back to, God will return what was stolen, and he knows what we went through living with this man. That's what she's hoping and believing in. And I tell you, relationships really do throw people for a loop in a blink of an eye because we become so emotionally tied in. It's just that small thing that can just change your entire life. And guess what? In the blink of an eye, something happens by chance. It's just when you least expect it. And it sets you on a course that you never, ever planned into a future that you can't even imagine. And you have to ask yourself, man, when that blink of an eye hits me, where will it take me in my life? It's just like a journey in your life. And you're searching for that light once you get that blink of an eye. Believe me or not, believe me, one area don't outweigh the other. It just does not. But it's something about relationships, whether it's a friendship or a dating ship. It's one that carries the heaviest on our hearts. My blink of an eye had to do with my mom, the detrimental piece. Have I had blink of an eye in relationships? Oh, yes, I have. I have experienced them. I really have. Thank God I'm a psychologist. I can balance myself. If not, who knows? I'll be on the web writing my own personal story. But it is detrimental. It is painful. It really is. It really, really is. It's just in a blink of an eye, your life can change personally, socially, emotionally, and psychologically. It just does it. It's all about our hearts. You have to, you know, I'm going to ask my listeners out there, have you ever been in love? I don't know who hasn't been in love. You get a dog, a cat, a turtle, a bird. You fall so in love with it. It's like, oh, you just kiss on it. You let it go to bed with you. You put it in the bed with you. You let it live in the house. That's just showing how much love you have for your animal. I know. My daughters had these hamsters. Two hamsters. And the hamsters were on the wheel all night long, and my hearing is so sensitive. Those hamsters had me wide awake on that wheel at night. The hamsters had to be nocturnal. And I would say, oh, God, maybe I need to take that wheel out of there. Because they would just be on the wheel at night. But because I love those hamsters, because they belong to my daughters, and I so love my daughters, I said, I got to just put up with these hamsters. It was so funny. I couldn't wait to get rid of those hamsters, give them away. I was so happy when my daughters were tired of those hamsters. I donated them to the elementary school. That's just how excited I was. But in the end, it's something about relationships, that love. It's that love thing, you know, that love Jones thing. Because when you're in love, it can be horrible when it's time to try to get out of love. You know, love makes us so vulnerable. It really does. We become so vulnerable to love. We'll do anything. We get so caught up because guess what? We're just so in love. I love the way the word love is. Love is just so sweet and so, just so right. Because it opens up your chest. It opens up your heart. And that means that someone can just get inside of you. We leave a little room. We don't leave a little. We leave some room for someone to just mess us up if they want to. And we're hoping that they do not mess us up. Because guess what? Over years, you built up this armor for years so nothing can hurt you. And you let that person in. And if they are not the right person, that's the key, if they are not the right person. And the blink of an eye, guess what happened? Then that one stupid person, no different than any other stupid person, wanders into your stupid life, and you give them a piece of you, and in a blink of an eye, they hurt you. Because one day they did something so dumb. And love just takes hostage to your heart. It gets inside of you. It eats you out. It just eats you from inside out. And it leaves you crying in the darkness. So simple a phrase like, maybe we should just be friends. We've all heard that before. Maybe we should just be friends. And you have to laugh at yourself. Did you just say that to me after I opened my heart to you? And there's nothing you can do because that person is the one who want to be friends. What are you going to say, no? Because they already have their mind up that they want to be friends anyway. And as Neil Gaiman says, it's not love that's in the mind. It's not just in the mind. If you have a soul hurt, a body hurt, a real gets inside you and rips you apart pain. That's what Neil Gaiman says. Because in a blink of an eye, you're just so devastated. And you don't have a way to just rescue your little heart. But I will tell you this. There's some lessons that we have to bring back to our remembrance that life has taught us. And we have to pull them out of our pockets and pull them out of our brains. Because in actuality, this is what you have to remember. Life isn't fair, but it's still good. When you go through that blink of an eye experience, some blink of an eye experiences are great and some are not. And it's not the great ones that take us for the loop. It's the ones that are just so painful. So you got to remember, life isn't fair, but it's still good. That's just the way it is in life. Especially with relationships. You just got to work hard. You got to work twice as hard to keep it good. Keep it fair. If you ever have any type of doubt in your heart, just still take the next small step. Just step small. Step slowly. Tread slowly. Just move at a slower pace. That's where I am in my life. Sometimes I doubt things. I doubt situations. And I just move with caution. It's like someone said, what are you going to be for Halloween? I think I have some caution tape. I'm going to wrap myself up with some caution tape. And I'm going to be caution for Halloween. I think that's the best thing for me to be, caution. Because that's why I am in my life. Very cautious. And although we have some really poor experiences with people, guess what? Life is just too short. Life is too short. I went through this experience at work over the last year, and I didn't really know what to feel in my heart, and I was going to church, and the prophet, you know, told me that I had to forgive everyone who has done me wrong. She said that's what God is telling her to tell me. And I knew that that's what it was. And she said, just as God is forgiving you, you have to forgive them. And I had to get on my knees that night, and I had to say, oh, God, help me to forgive everyone. Take any thought out of my heart. And if I have any hatred towards anyone, remove it. Because guess what? Life is too short to be hating anyone. And I wouldn't want that in my heart. I just do not. And I don't know about you all, but sometimes I'm just so serious in nature with myself. I can't help myself sometimes, but just don't take yourself so seriously. Because guess what? No one else does. It's like, ooh, breathe in, breathe out, and woofah. Don't take it so seriously. And just doing the best that you can do is really a moment where you can just help yourself, feel good about yourself. Another one of the life lessons to overcoming in a blink of an eye, especially in a relationship, is guess what? You have to learn to agree to disagree. You don't have to be right all the time. You know, I tell that to a lot of people. We can agree to disagree because you will have your opinion, I will have mine. Now let's agree to disagree. And that throws a lot of people for a loop because no one is expecting you to say we can meet in the middle. There's always a middle to meet. And you know what? If you have to cry, it's okay. I tell my clientele, I tell my students, tears are a different way of expressing yourself. You're okay to cry. Express yourself through tears. It's just a different way if you're just releasing. So find someone who will listen to you and will allow you to just cry and be yourself. And one thing I can respect is even though we go through trials and tribulations and in the blink of an eye, life changes, guess what? We can't get mad at God, the Maker. We just can't. Because we go through these experiences for a reason. And you just have to know what the experience is. And then learn from them. And then grow and release that from your heart so that you will be ready. So that you will be ready to embrace the goodness that can come back to you. Because there's nothing like having animosity and just being so disgruntled in your heart. You don't want that. You just really do not. That just holds you up as a person. It's always good to make peace with your past. That's what makes you feel good in your heart. Just make peace with your past so it won't screw up your present. Because so many times we as people, we hold on to certain situations and we think, that person, they made me so angry. You spend so much time being angry that you can't even focus on nothing positive. And all that negativity in your heart is just not healthy. And you can't say, well, look at their life and look at my life. Everyone's life is different. Do well with your life so that other people would want to follow you. So while other people are blinking, and in a blink of an eye, they'll see the greatness in you as a person. If someone tells you, you know what, don't tell anyone we're seeing each other, that relationship is called a secret relationship. Because guess what? In a blink of an eye, that person can leave you. That's just not the relationship that you should be in. It is not. In the midst of everything, even when we're blinking and we have blink of an eye situations, the good thing about it is God is not blinking. He always has our back. He always has your back. He's at my back. And once you have your pity party, don't let it be an extensive pity party. Let it just be a short-term pity party. A day, 2 days, a week at the most, 7 days is what you give yourself if you want to be down. And that's even too long because guess what? You're so disgruntled you can't even think straight. Just get busy living. Get busy doing something positive. When you let it go on for so long, you're just killing yourself internally. Internally. And you can't be doing all that. Your blink of an eye may be devastating, but doesn't mean you hold on to it. You have to learn to accept it and keep it moving. When you're going through it, guess what? Burn some candles. Involve yourself in you. Put your best sheets on. Take a relaxing bath, a relaxing shower, and just unwind. You have to learn to just embrace it. Believing in miracles will help you to just overcome so much negativity from that blink of an eye. Whether the situation of a blink of an eye was bad, just stay optimistic about it. Believe. Believe to achieve that the blink of an eye is short-term. And if after a while you realize, I'm still alive, I'm still getting through this, it just makes you a stronger person. And sometimes the blink of an eye situation is what really carries us and helps us to become stronger. And that's what we need, is to become stronger. Sometimes, even us as women, even men, we look at men as they're just so macho and they have it going on. But guess what? Men have emotional roller coasters also. That's why they're the ones sometimes to don't know how to just express themselves. But just be there for that person. I know growing up, I had to read Psalms, the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms is just an excellent book, Psalms and Proverbs. And it just helped me as a 19-year-old to just open my heart up to so much mental stability and just learning who I was as a young lady. And it's okay sometimes to reach across or pull it up on your phone and just pull up Psalms and Proverbs and just read that. So you can get in touch with a different inner part of who you are. We need that sometimes. I know I do. I do. Because you want to be open. So just make sure you don't audit life. Because you have to just show up and make the best of it. Showing up to make the best of it is very therapeutic. And I know sometimes that depression sits in from the blink of an eye situation. See how the guy said he was smoking 12 cigarettes and 12, two packs of cigarettes in 12 hours. I said, oh, my God, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus. That's a setup for cancer. What he should have done was got up, take a shower, put on his best outfit, made himself feel good, took a walk around the block. Let people compliment him. And that's what you have to do, is get yourself in tune. And don't be afraid to ask people for help. If you out there are experiencing a blink of an eye situation, connect with me. I'm here. I'm here. If you don't feel comfortable calling that the 888 number, send me an email. Go on my site at www.chatwithdrblack.com. Send me an email. It goes directly to my drlcblack@gmail.com. That's mine. And connect with me. I'm here for you. I really am. Read my purpose. Read my purpose. You know, we all have to remember, life isn't tied with the bow. I wish it was. I wish my life was tied with the bow. I wouldn't pick red as my bow. I would pick white as my bow, because white is so bright and everyone would see it. So although it's not tied with the bow, I still accept it as a gift. Life is truly a gift. I embrace life as a gift. I'm so thankful for my life that I'm just so blessed to have. It's just really funny how things can change in a blink of an eye. You end up, you know, you either lose a loved one, you lost a loved one. You never know what anything is anymore. Situations occur, things change, you grow up. Guess what? You learn who to trust. Even if it's only yourself, you can trust yourself. At least you can trust somebody. Because guess what? No matter what you wear, what you do, people will always judge you. We're just in a judgmental society. I'm quite sure if someone heard me on air, they would judge me. Oh, you should have said this. You should have said that. You should have done this. Maybe you should have not kept saying in a blink of an eye, things do change. You know, name calling has become an extreme. It's no longer name calling. The new word is called bullying in a blink of an eye. Someone can be bullied. And people who you thought were strong couldn't take it, couldn't just handle life anymore. I was reading about the shooting that occurred in Seattle, Washington. And I said, oh, my God, let me read what kind of young man was, or person, young adult was this that would go in the school cafeteria and shoot up everybody. You know, the cafeteria out of all places, that's when you're eating. Eating is supposed to be such a joyful moment. And when I read about the individual, they said the young man did not fit the profile. He was a football player, beautiful smell. He was very uplifting. He was on the football team just last week. He was an escort for homecoming. He was like the typical jock. And he went and shot up the school. See, people you thought were strong just couldn't take life anymore, because guess what? He took his own life. And when I last read, he killed himself, someone else, and I think two or three other people, don't quote me on it, are, you know, injured. But I know he took himself, his life, and someone else. But the sad part about it is, no one ever would have thought in a blink of an eye it was him. As one young man who was on the football team was saying, he went ahead and he left campus, and he saw everyone running. He let people get in his car, and they told him there was a shooting. They told him who the person was. He said, unbelievable. That was the last person he expected. Because they respected and admired this young man as someone who did not have any issues with anyone on campus. But this young man felt as if he wanted to prove himself unto other people.
So the one who was, we thought was strong, couldn't take life anymore. And people you thought were, and the one who was weak proved to be the strongest. Interesting, isn't it? That's how it always is in life. That's called the underdog in the blink of an eye. And it comes a time in your life where you no longer look up to the people that were always there for you. And why is it in society we always want something that we can't have? And then you love your best friend and you realize that they will never love you the same. That's just the way it is in life. I was looking up some little brainy quotes as I began to just close out. And I have a few brainy quotes. And believe it or not, these are by people that you are familiar with. And the brainy quotes are from In a Blink of an Eye, In a Blink of an Eye quotes. And one of them, I'll read a few, and it says, the story of life is quicker than the blink of an eye. The story of love is hello, goodbye. Interesting, and that's by Jimi Hendrix. Everything can change in a blink of an eye, but don't worry, God never blinks. That's by Regina Brett. Tom DeLonge said, they say Einstein died while he was still trying to figure out gravity. I think I'm going to die still trying to figure out some of the things about in the blink of an eye. That would be interesting. And P.J. O'Rourke said, gay marriage acceptance is happening in the blink of an eye. In the blink of an eye. And Roger Moore says, I never liked guns. I hate them. I always blink before they go off. Oh, I bet. Because you never know what happens in the blink of an eye. Liam Neeson said, every cliche about kids is true. They grow up so quickly. You blink, and they're gone. And you have to spend the time with them now. But that's a joy, and that is so true. As a mommy, I have noticed, I remember my daughters being so young, and now they're actually young adults. And it's like, wow, where does the time go? Here is Jamie Foxx. If you look at how long the earth has been here, we're living in the blink of an eye. So whatever it is you want to do, you just go out and do it now. And Bruce Springsteen has said, you can go from doing something quite silly to something dead serious in the blink of an eye. And if you're making those connections with your audience, then you're going to go right along with it. And guess what? That's just how Bruce Springsteen performs. See, he got it. He got it. He got the connection. He watches his audience. And this one is, I learned not to blink in a close-up or move your head at all, because if you did, they wouldn't use it. Wow. Wow. And really, Scott said, I don't ever blink, honestly. That's interesting. I don't ever blink, honestly. And Chrissy Tyson said, I am paid a good amount of money to not blink for 12 hours. It's fun, but I don't take it very seriously. She must be a model or a mannequin. Because not being able to blink, she gets paid to not blink for 12 hours. Oh, my gracious. I think they would fire me in the first 2 seconds
because I would constantly have to be blinking. I don't think I could go without blinking. One of the fine moments in 1940s film is no longer than a blink. Bogart, as he crosses the street from one bookstore to another, looks up at a sign. That's Manny Farber. That must have been an old, old movie. And another, Patrick Swayze, he says, I dropped about 20 pounds in the blink of an eye. And then when you see it in the mirror, when all of a sudden you pull your eyes down, and the bottom of your eyes go yellow, and Johnson said it, then you know something's wrong. Wow, maybe he lost the weight too soon, too quickly. And Thurston Moore said, it's American alternative radio stations that bug me. We've considered alternative, or we're considered alternative, but don't expect us to be played next to Blink 182 on Allspring. We're hardly of that generation. Interesting. He wants a different type of genre and music played for his generation. And then Malcolm X says, if you blink, you will miss me. But I am in Malcolm X. That's Martin Donovan. That's his quote. And Jill Scott says, all I have to do is be me on stage. By acting, I have to be someone else and walk how they will walk and blink how they will blink. I used to talk about it bad, like, oh, man, that person made $2 million a movie. She says, but now I understand why they do. She says, I get it now. And this one person, oh, my God, when I read this one blink of an eye quote, I thought of myself. And Gail King says, I wish there was something where you could blink an eye and be somewhere. I'm a very nervous flyer. I wish we could get from point A to point B instantly. Oh, my God, I agree. I don't mind flying on a plane, but I don't like when it's going up. I don't like the ascending. I don't mind the descending, but the ascending is like, oh, my goodness, I think the plane is going to flip over and do a circle, you know, do a backflip. So I'm always apprehensive about that. I'm like, Laura, let the plane hurry up, get up in the sky, and balance out, then I'm okay. Oh, so it's good that somebody else is, you know, feeling on edge. And Sam Taylor Wood says, I'm motivated every second by my work. It doesn't switch off. The pictures I make come from every blink of my lashes. Interesting. So interesting. I tell you, in the blink of an eye, it can just really change us. And in order to be confident, we need not to blink. That's what Sebastian Coy says. That's powerful. Okay, so one thing, this is by Jason Siegel. So one thing that I think never goes out of style is just purity, niceness and purity, and the Muppets have never lost that. Kermit especially is just wide-eyed wonder, unblinking, and he can't blink, which I think really helps. So I never thought of that. Never have I thought of that. Kermit is unable to blink. And, you know, even if someone calls you and say, hey, over the phone, someone blew up your entire house, Dr. Black. If it's not a person involved, I would sort of blink, whatever. That's all replaceable, right? And that's a good way how you just look at that. What I realize is that so many people in life have had, in the blink of an eye, experiences. And what was very therapeutic for me was to read how
people who are famous and actors and actresses and enjoy that Hollywood life, they even experience in the blink of an eye situation. And so everyone across the board is just very human. And even when we as everyday people, common people, have blink of an eye situations, it's all in how we carry ourselves to get where we really need to be. And through it all, that's the winning and selling point, is just getting through it, being able to handle it, being able to manage it. And that's why I have given you so many experiences across the board, from common people to people who are just famous, who have made quotes. And so in order for us to just therapeutically, psychologically, emotionally get through our blink of an eye situation, we have to learn to just reach out and experience different avenues, different situations in life. And therapeutically, it helps us. It really does help us. But it's just knowing the different channels to be able to reach out and obtain that blink of an eye. We have to just get in touch with it. Everyone has their own personal experiences and encounters. If you were to Google in the blink of an eye, you'll come up with so many different genres of sites that's easily accessible that can just take you to that avenue where you can be able to reach out and touch and say, you know what, I've experienced that, or I know someone who has been through that. It's just so phenomenal how in the blink of an eye has really, really, it is a global situation. It's just not universal. It's global. Some people think, oh, I'm invincible. It would not happen to me. Well, that is so not true. It is so not true. And honestly, for the therapeutic piece of this, it's just in a blink of an eye is really detrimental to us. As I stated earlier, when it affects us in relationships. And so, you know, once you get through that, it becomes very therapeutically released from you, that you're not holding on to your blink of an eye situation. And love is somehow always tied in to in a blink of an eye, because it's just so painful in what we go through. It really is. It's just important that you always tell someone how you feel, because opportunities are in the blink of an eye. You don't want to regret your lifetime of what you shoulda, coulda, would have done. Even though the person is bothering you or they are annoying you, it's always best to get that off your chest. It's always good to say, breathe in, breathe out, and woosa. You know, as I'm beginning to close out, I just want to be able to just share with you, when you experience in a blink of an eye situation, just remember that you can change yourself. It's not about everybody else. It's just about you. It's about getting in touch with you. You can't change no one else, but you can change yourself. When you have that blink of an eye moment and you feel that it should be someone else who should carry your load, no, you take your own load. And you begin to work on yourself and begin to change who you are. Because as you begin to change, subsequently everything else will begin to change. And if you want to feel safe about your change, make sure you draw your boundaries. Make sure you have a clear mind of what you will tolerate, what you will not tolerate. And make sure you stick it. You stick to it. Don't allow no one to make you to waver. Protect your boundaries. Protect your own personal space. Because people are looking for you in a blink of an eye to be vulnerable and to give up your space. And that's one thing you don't want to do. And when someone wants to push you over, it's so important that you draw the boundaries, that you are upfront about what you want, what you do not want, what you will entertain, what you will not entertain. It's time that you, this is the time that you get in touch with who you are. And it's okay when you're getting in touch with you and who you are, and when you are drawing your boundaries, you are supposed to be firm when needed. Make sure that you are firm when expressing what you want, what your expectations are. It is just very, very important that you are firm in what you believe in. And if there's anyone out there who is not willing to work with you during your in the blink of an eye situation, therapeutically, it's just best that you ignore them. That's what you have to do. You just have to ignore them. And make sure you don't take it personally, because that's too much wasted time. Because while other people are acting silly, you do not want to waste your time and be silly. And it's best when you
as you go through your blink of an eye situation and as you are working it out, if you watch other people, observe other people. It's very, very therapeutic. Just sit back and watch other people. And I know it's hard. It really is. It's difficult when you have a blink of an eye situation to sit back and watch other people. But honestly, it helps you to work through whatever you're going through. It helps you therapeutically to get through it. It really, really does. You never know. People will come and ask you to help them get through it. It is a mind-blowing experience for sure. Just going through the blink of an eye. It really, really is. Although you go through the blink of an eye experiences, take out time and have some wusa moments for yourself. Breathe in, breathe out, and wusa. Because remember, life happens quickly. And we never know when situations will happen, whether it's good and or bad. But one thing I can guarantee you is that life does change in a blink of an eye. I'm a very spiritual person, so no disrespect to someone who is not. But Jesus tells us that the most important thing in life is to love God and love others. And that's Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 31. And so our relationship with God and with the people who He puts in our lives is just so important. And we don't realize that sometimes. It's just so important that we connect with those people. And it's so important not to waste the time that God has just blessed and given us. Because remember, life changes in the blink of an eye, whether you realize it or not. It's changing now. And remember what I said. Even though your life changes in the blink of an eye, personally, socially, emotionally, and psychologically, it's really up to you how you handle it, what you do, and how you make it through. Because making it through in the blink of an eye is more rewarding than staying in the blink of the eye. And we oftentimes get so caught up in the blink of the eye that we cannot unstick ourselves from getting out of it. If you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, you can always go to my website, which is www.chatwithdrblack.com. I have just a few more minutes left, and I've pretty much wrapped up, but I want to leave this open for you, so if you're interested in calling in. The number is 888-429-5471. I hope you received quite a bit of therapeutic counseling to carry you through in the blink of an eye, to help you get through as you enter that blink of an eye. And remember, you do not have to stay there. It is not therapeutically sound for you to stay there in the blink of an eye. You accept it, embrace it, and then start working on moving out of in the blink of an eye. If not, you become so emotionally involved. You be like the individual who is in the forest so deep that you can't even see how beautiful the trees are. And remember, relationships is what really throws us for the loop in the blink of an eye. So if you have someone, embrace them, love them, respect, honor, and cherish them. And if not, begin to prepare yourself so that you can be ready for that individual. So when the blink of an eye moment occurs, you are not emotionally affected because you've already walked yourself through it. You already know what to expect as you go through it. And that's what you must remember. I'll leave you with this. Life can change in the blink of an eye. But remember, all you have is right now. Life can change in the blink of an eye. But all you have is this moment right now. And although life events sometimes happen in the blink of an eye that can change us, don't stay stuck in that blink of an eye. Because what you want to be able to do is move beyond the blink of an eye. So instead of rallying for a single or personal purpose, remember to embrace who you are and get deep within your heart that you may find a positive through this versus it being a negative. I like to say to those of you who are out there listening, thank you so much for going for the ride with me. If there is a topic that you are interested in hearing from, having me talk about for next week, please send me an email at www.chatwithdrblack.com. I'll make sure that your topic is presented. I hope you enjoyed your evening as well as I enjoyed my evening. Until we meet again, I'd like to say God bless you, be safe, and I look forward to us being together again. Good night.